What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show.
Thanks for joining us. This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim, and I am recording live from the HR Transform Conference from the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas. I have Christina here from Human Security hanging out with us, and we're going to bust some myths. Glad to have you on. Before we dive into the myth-busting part of the conversation, tell everybody a little bit about you and the work that you do.
I'm Christina. I'm SVP of People at Human Security. In general, I am a tech lover. I love particularly complex SaaS. HR professional that likes to think of myself as business-minded and someone who's creative in how we think about implementing the programs that we always have, but really focusing on enabling the business. So what is understanding what the vision is of the business, the direction, and then being able to closely align with the values and the principles of your organization globally.
I appreciate you sharing that. You mentioned something about creative implementations of programs. Give us an example of a program that you deployed on a global scale.
Most recently, our leadership development program for frontline leaders. What we did is in a remote world, we're a remote organization. We're a little bit of a mix, but for the most part, the majority is remote. And making that connection and learning is so critical. You got Zoom fatigue. So by the time you're ready to learn, you're exhausted, right? So what we did was we created a three-month immersive program for our frontline leaders, which include a three-day of, it's very intense, learning through workshops. But then there's continuous learning as well as coaching from your HR business partner. This way, or people partner, as I like to call it, but this way you're building those connections. You're building how we should be working with the business in a true advisory, consultative way. And then in addition to that, getting all the basic learnings they need to be doing what they need and leading our people forward.
Awesome stuff, Christina. You ready to bust some myths now?
Let's go.
All right. We're talking with people leaders all through the conference about the leadership and HR myths that they wish would just die. So what's yours?
Can I name two?
Sure.
The first one is that we're roadblocks. Like we just, everything you want,
that's
gonna
not
come
a
to us. No, it is 100%. And the other one that kills me is anytime I say I'm in people HR, also you fire and hire.
Also not a myth.
That's a small portion of what we do.
I'm messing with you a little bit. A lot of people, when they think about HR, I was having this conversation with another guest earlier, and they often describe it as going into the principal's office. So my question to you is, if the perception is that HR is roadblocks, HR does nothing except fire people, what are some of the things that HR leaders can do, and even frontline HR BPs can do, to shift that mindset? What's your advice to help people get out of that mindset?
First and foremost, you have to listen and learn the business. Know your leaders, because at the end of the day, we truly can enable them if we don't truly understand what we're trying to accomplish. So I think that's first and foremost very critical. The second one is leading with authenticity and transparency. That's really critical because you're not going to be able to build trust unless you build it through communication. And that's the first thing, is building that trust so people feel comfortable coming to us. And also, most importantly, coming to us in more vulnerable states. So I do recommend leaders, business partners, be vulnerable, be honest, be authentic. That's how you're going to build that ability to communicate and most importantly, create trust. But they're not going to have trust if you truly don't understand where their pain points are. And we're not going to be able to remove those roadblocks unless we understand where is their pain points, what's not working for them, what do we need to do to truly enable that? Whether it be growth, performance, we need to understand how do we move that forward and not lean in with a couple of things. Number one, a mindset that the organization should be treated equally no matter who you're working with. It's going to be different for engineering. It's going to be different for go-to-market. And being able to pivot and connect with your leaders will be critical.
Great stuff, Christina. I appreciate you hanging out with us. I'm sure people have questions. What's the best way for them to get in touch with
you? Amazing. Please find me on LinkedIn. I am the only Christina with a K, Karcic, K-A-R-C-I-C.
Shout out to Croatia. Thanks for hanging out with us. Looking forward to more coming out of HR Transform.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.